Yeah, well, to be honest, we know we knew Danny had the option, and what we did, we needed a decision because we've got to get looking around ourselves. And I thought a couple of weeks ago we'd pull. He decided to stay, but he still had the option, and he'd had an offer for Toulon to take him this year only. But we're never going to release him for that. Quinns were looking the hunt, and obviously Wasps have come in. The surprising thing for me is he's gone to Wasps, really, with the fact that they've got Gopeth and they've got Jackson there already. And, you know, to play for England, if that's your ambition, you've got to be playing every week, and I'm not sure that'll happen for him there. So they're a bit disappointed, but nothing that we didn't know was on the horizon. Mm.
The way it came out, it seemed to sort of come out of the blue from nowhere. Is that kind of the disappointment? Because you have been so open and honest about, you know, where Danny's at and where you're at in terms of the club.
Yeah, but remember, you've always got a third party involved as an agent, haven't you? And their morals and motives aren't the same as mine or Danny's. So that was leaked the other night, and, you know, they think they've got a coup, where in reality it's not really a coup. It's life moves on. Danny's decided to leave and we'll find somebody else.
Moving on then, onto the someone else. Is it kind of straight on the phone out there? I know you've kind of been making small waves into approaches to people.
Yeah, well, again, there's no point wasting anybody's time by negotiating and chatting to people until you've got the decision. So now we've got the decision. The relevant agents throughout the world have been contacted, and we'll see what comes up. You know, the idea is, unfortunately, we don't think we've got anybody ready in the academy. So the first port of call, we'll look around England. And then if we can't find anybody, then we'll go, obviously, Will Wide and have a look. We need a top-class number 10 to fill the void.
Do you look at something, because what Danny brings within the past couple of years is kind of, you know, a very different skill set to, say, what a lot of fly halves bring. So do you have to think about, you know, someone that can maybe play similar to Danny, or are you looking for, you know, something different, going in a different direction? What are you looking for?
Well, I think this year we're in a position where we've got a really, really good coaching set up behind the scenes, and we need somebody who can kick his goals, and we need somebody who can distribute. And I think with the players that we have coming up and through the ranks to play in our back line, then I think, you know, we're after a very good player. But I don't think anybody can emulate what Sips can do, you know, in his maverick mind. That's why he's so fantastic. But, you know, those come few and far between. You know, I know, because I've been involved with Sale for a long time, you know. He replaced Charlie Hodgson, who was a different sort of player. But, you know, a good ball handler, could put people into a gap, and with Deeks coaching us the way he is doing in the back line, and that's what we'll be looking for.